While she's setting up, I'll just introduce myself, Chapin Rose, State Senator, 51st District, Representative Anna Niemerg. We represent this area here, well, from here all the way to the state line. I want to say a couple quick things. Thank you to all the local officials who came out from Effingham, Cumberland, and Clark. This is going to be an interesting one of these, but let us know when you're ready. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So, this morning, Representative Niemerg and I filed bills, one in the House, one in the Senate. There's a couple different things. First of all, it directs IDOT to never place a primary route and interstate system under construction at the same time they place the parallel secondary route, which in this case would have been I-40, or State Route 40. That decision that was made a year ago led to, as the folks who live here know, complete chaos. Unfortunately, by the time I became the senator for this area, the decision had already been made. But I want to report a little bit of good news that IDOT has pledged to work with all of the local counties impacted, again, Effingham, Cumberland, and Clark, over the winter before next construction season starts to try to prevent that from happening again. However, the legislation we're filing would mandate, except in the case of an emergency, you know, a bridge out or something like that, that IDOT can't put both 70 and 40 under construction at the same time. That led, well, we've had multiple fatalities. We know the one that happened here a couple weeks ago. There was one earlier this summer on the east side of our district in Clark County, but it was just a complete disaster. Second, how many of you had use your GPS navigation systems on your phone? When there is an accident, the phones start routing people to places they have no business being. That causes complete chaos on top of chaos. So the second part of our bill would require any GPS navigation system provider operating in Illinois, you know the big ones, Google Maps, Apple, etc., to have someone, a living human being, that IDOT and the Illinois State Police can interface with on an ongoing basis, one, to upload preferred detour routes, but also in the case of an emergency, say, hey, keep sending people into Marshall when there's no place in Marshall left to go, don't do it, okay? Dead-end roads, exactly. Don't send them down dead-end roads. Third is the reimbursement of local units of government for the when they get your roads torn up from these IDOT detours. A little bit of good news there. At least one of the routes, Arbuckle Road, over on the Clark side, that was just completely torn up. IDOT has agreed to pay the cost of repairing that road. I will refer you to the Clark County engineer on that. Representative Niemerg and I are continuing to work with IDOT on the rest of the damage that was done. But the third part of this bill, and by the way, this isn't specific to this issue. I hear this, I represent 14 counties. I hear this from every county highway engineer I have. The amount of damage that's done from these detours to local roads, whether it's a county road, a village road, or a township road, from detours is off the charts. And we need to start factoring that into our costs when we go to do construction on state routes. So those are the three things in the bills we introduced. I'm gonna let Representative Niemerg take over now, and then we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Chapin. Thank you, folks, for being with us here today. My name is Adam Niemerg. I'm the state representative of the 102nd District, N-I-E-M-E-R-G. First off, I want to give my condolences to the families who have lost loved ones as a result of the accidents that have occurred along Interstate 70 and here just a few weeks ago in Totopolis, here just honestly right down the road. We had five fatalities as a result of the ongoing construction here on Interstate 70. These bills are common sense initiatives, and I want to thank Senator Rose for working with me to file this legislation to move forward, because next spring we're going to be under construction again. And that's something that we need to all come together, state, local officials, have everybody in the room to have these conversations. Because the local IDOT officials here in Effingham County have been doing a good job. I want to make that very clear that our frustrations are with state administrative officials. In April, I began the process of trying to have a conversation with state administrative officials regarding the issues here on Interstate 70. That was mostly met with silence and then frustration on my behalf, because we had wreck after wreck after wreck on Interstate 70, and traffic was constantly routed onto 40 here to go through T-Town or to go through Casey or to go through Greenup. And so many folks would call me and say, I'm too scared to take Interstate 70. I'll take 40. I'm worried about getting in an accident. And everybody in Effingham County will tell you that the accident that happened 3 weeks ago in Totopolis was a direct result of the construction on Interstate 70. Everybody I talked to said it was just a matter of time. We saw this coming. This is terrible. What is going on with IDOT? What's going on with Springfield? And that's where my frustrations boiled over. I sent a letter to the governor. I sent a letter to the secretary of IDOT asking for change immediately. Initially, that Sunday morning after the accident, I said I want accountability. I want a full action plan to keep this, make sure this doesn't happen again, and I want it immediately. IDOT officials say I had baseless claims for my accusations and that my baseless claims do not help the ongoing investigation. That made me even more frustrated. So again, I sent a letter to the governor and to the secretary. Last week, we had a meeting with the secretary and many other officials, and Senator Rose and I said we want answers immediately. Unfortunately, we still don't have those answers. But what we do have behind me is an open on-ramp and an open interstate. This construction was supposed to go into November. So our direct action has opened up the interstate and opened up this on-ramp as a result of our action that we took to try to facilitate change. This legislation is common sense. It's good for the people. And if anybody has any other ideas, we're having conversations just before Kim Rhodes, the local coroner. We're having conversations about what needs to change. I'm open to any conversation, because the last thing I want to see happen is another accident and loss of life for something that could be prevented. This could have been prevented. It is a failure on the state administrative officials. Lastly, I want to thank the owners of the BP gas station here. They were very kind to have us out here today. This is a local business with friends of mine that I went to high school with, ran around with quite a bit. Jesse's over there. So if anybody wants to come to this business, it's a newly family operated business. So I want to again thank you all for being out here with us today, and we're open for any questions.
The bill numbers are Senate Bill 2618 and House Bill 4182 for reference. Again, they were filed this morning. Just to kind of recap, and I want to say one other thing. I mean, folks, this is literally one of the most busiest interstates in the entire United States of America. And not only is it one of the busiest interstates, it's one of the busiest interstates for commercial truck traffic. Please stay off your cell phones when you're in a construction zone. Well, anytime you're driving. But quite frankly, I know, but quite frankly, folks, we got lots of people here in the media. Tell your friends, stay off your cell phones. So, look, at the end of the day, we've had a lot happen here in the last few weeks from this tragedy. We had the tragedy earlier this year in Clark County, and as Adam had mentioned, others have had a slew of meetings, ongoing basis. But the good news is IDOT has finally sanctioned the Effingham office to work with the locals in planning next year. That element was sorely missing from this construction year.